Let us pray. Lord, we're so grateful that we can be here today to give thanks for a shining light that was among us. We thank you for your grace that surrounds us and comforts us when we are in need. We ask this day that you would comfort all who mourn. And we ask that you would draw us ever closer to you. For we ask this in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Would you please stand with me as we sing hymn 762, Just As I Am, Without One Plea.
Thank you.
be seated, please turn to the liturgy found as an insert into your bulletins as we read responsively. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By God's great mercy, we are given new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading.
Praise, honor, glory, and power to the one seated on the throne, and to the Lamb, forever and ever.
Jesus was handed over to death for our sins,
and was raised to life for our justification.
Then what can separate us from the love of Christ? Can affliction or hardship? Can persecution, hunger, nakedness, peril, or sword?
No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us.
For we are persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come,
nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God.
We have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life.
For if we have been united with him in a death like this, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like this.
We do not live to ourselves, and we do not die to ourselves. If we live, it is for the Lord that we live, and if we die, it is for the Lord that we die.
So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For Christ died, rose from death, and lives again in order to be Lord of the living and undead.
We would not have you to be in any doubt about those who have died, or to grieve over them as others do who have no hope. As we have borne the likeness of him who came from the dust, so shall we bear the likeness of him who came from heaven.
For this perishable body of ours must put on an imperishable form, and this dying body a deathless form.
What is sown as perishable?
Is raised imperishable.
What is sown in dishonor?
Is raised in glory.
What is sown in weakness?
Is raised in power.
What is sown a physical body?
Is raised a spiritual body.
Then the saying that is written will be fulfilled. Death has been swallowed up in victory.
Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Dick's son Rich will come now to speak.
Good morning, everyone. Nice to get a response. I'm Rich Bierman. Most everybody here knows me as Richie, though hardly ever call me Rich Bierman. I wanted to take a moment and thank everyone who's taken time out of their busy schedules to celebrate Dick's life. You've been a part of our lives, and for that we could not be more blessed. And we look forward to having a wonderful celebration for a life well lived. I have thought about how I should describe Dick. One way was to look back and understand how Dick provided our family the foundation to build on. Growing up in Milwaukee, the son of a German architect and the mother a nurse, Dick inherited rules and discipline from his father, compassion from his mother. Graduating from high school, Dick attended UW-Madison. This is where he met Claire, who he adored. I have just recently found out there's a lot more stories of how they got together, and that's probably for another time, as she was telling me. He was apparently chasing her and not happy that she was dating somebody else. So, but we'll figure that out some other day. Dick was a true badger and embraced every minute of it. For those of you who know the name Alan Amici, he was a friend of Dick's and participated in their wedding. Dick would reflect upon his time at Madison and stated he had some of the best times of his life and some of the most challenging times. The reason I remember that is when he dropped me off my freshman year, he said the same thing. Little did I know how true it was. Madison was another building block in the foundation to understanding life's ups and downs and how much mentoring would be needed. I remember I was in my 20s. I was really struggling both personally, professionally, and relied on his advice. Kind of felt bad that I was bothering him. And he said, just remember, son, being a father doesn't have an end date. It's from cradle to grave. Water. And I love you for that. Dick worked for several companies, but really an entrepreneurial heart. He started an office supply company in Milwaukee and also a furniture company that serviced the entire Midwest. I got to fly on business trips with him and learn the ways of business from him. He taught me compassion, yet a no-nonsense approach. I watched my father put in countless hours to provide for the family. I would go to work on Saturdays as a kid to help wipe down the showroom. Really, I went to ride the freight elevator in the back of the building and drink orange soda out of a true bottle machine where you used to slide them forward and then pull the bottle out, not standing up and down, for those of you that are older than me. And I think he was just happy that when I was back cleaning and doing stuff that I wasn't bothering him, because he had work to get done. And for those of you who know Dick, he didn't have an abundance of patience. Claire and Dick began to visit Door County in the early 70s and bought a condo in Ephraim in 1972. I remember Dick coming on Fridays and leaving on Sunday, which gave us the opportunity to live in this special place during the summer. That same sacrifice that I am also too familiar with, he did without hesitation. As many fathers, Dick taught me to play sports, fish, hunt, golf, everything a dad should do. And of course, enjoy the water, which we have an abundance of, even more so in the last couple of years. However, his boating skills were in question, as there really wasn't a dock he didn't run into, which usually ended in a battle with Claire, which of course was entertaining for everyone around. I remember sailing with our family, and the minute the boat would list over the slightest amount, my mom would scream at him, thinking that we were going to tip over and everybody was going to end up in the water. His solution, sell the sailboat, buy a powerboat, and still proceed to hit every dock. I thought we could have had a sitcom about our family and the exchanges between Dick and Claire. When we officially moved to Ephraim, Dick got involved with many organizations that he gave his time to. He was the building inspector for Ephraim, not a popular job when people didn't get what they wanted. And I don't know if I mentioned that Ephraim was a small town. We found out how small it was when he did that job. He denied something, people were standing at our doorstep yelling at him. He became involved with the Ephraim Men's Club. He had an idea for cushion rentals during the Peninsula Music Festival for recurring revenue for the scholarship program, showing movies at the town hall, pancake breakfasts, and many other things. Dick was involved with this wonderful church, redecorated it, served on boards, and donated time whenever called upon. This little Moravian church has provided the foundation for our family and a sense of community that can't be measured, as it exhibited during the last several months and the outpouring of support. We thank you for that. Dick opened a furniture store and a gift shop at the gatherings, which he developed. Of course, that grew into furnishing many condos and houses in the area. I know as I worked for my dad through high school and college, I had to haul all the furniture and run a crew of 7 guys that were my friends. That doesn't work that well. And man, did I learn a lot about managing. And my dad also learned about how much trouble 7 guys could get into, mainly my friends. However, my father trusted me to get the job done, held me accountable, and didn't want to let him down. Of course, business was business, and when I would come to work hurt from playing sports or some other activity, which I won't say because there was usually something I was doing wrong, he would ask me if it happened at work. And I'd say, no, it didn't. Why? And he goes, then I don't want to hear about it, and let's get to work. We got things to do. So there was no slack. What I admired over his long career was his ability to have the focus, entrepreneurial spirit, and drive, yet the unique ability to appreciate the softer things. Love of art, music, gardening, being a voracious reader, phenomenal cook, and how he had a strong grasp of the Bible, as I'm sure he challenged Don during Bible study and on many other church-related topics. He loved to spar with Don, as anybody that was in the service on Sunday heard. I remember as a kid, every Sunday before church, semi-forced, you could say, I had to listen to classical music as he would be absorbed by the sound. I was dragged to the opera, art galleries, and the like. Not fun as a kid, yet another building block for the foundation. Dick took great pride in his gardens, and at their peak, they were amazing at all different levels of flowers blooming throughout the year, front to back. Sidebar, not so much fun in the fall. We got a lot of cleanup to do. So, and Karen's been doing that. The passion he had transcended into his ability to make some great meals. Claire would always say, why do we want to go out when we got Dick to do all the cooking? So Dick dabbled in painting, sculptures, and wood carving. His favorite were birds. As you can see, we've got some kind of scattered around here that he'd carved. The problem, almost all the carvings, as you look, other than a few, have no feet. And why? My dad could never figure out why the feet cost so much and he didn't want to spend the money on them. So we have about 40 carved birds that can't stand. I guess I will be buying feet that he never wanted to. The thing I've never figured out is how Dick had the business acumen and still so appreciated the arts and more subtle things in life. Usually that is left brain or right brain, but not both. That was a gift I was able to observe, yet never duplicate. Don't get me wrong, you also knew where you stood with Dick. He would not be described as soft. You would never doubt his commitment to wanting to make it better or question if there was an underlying motive. What you saw is what you got. What I saw was a dad that told me he loved me every time he saw me and told me how proud he was of what I've accomplished, but always made sure there was room for improvement. That always happened. I saw at times a hard-nosed, impatient man, yet one who loved my children, Megan and Chris, with all his heart. From building box forts in the yard to painting projects, usually birdhouse kits in the basement, or something he would dream up for them to do together. The kids knew there were rules. Chris found that out when he cut a tree down for a motorcycle jump in the field. Yeah. Dick promptly pulled me aside and he said, you can tell him that he is no longer allowed in the yard until further notice. Yeah, there was a line and he crossed it. Don't worry, I did a lot of crossing the line. Even though you could have been in trouble, there was always a guaranteed meal made to order as we have had the wonderful opportunity to live next to Claire and Dick for 19 years. He was an awesome short order cook. Of course, he always left with a few homemade cookies on the way out. I remember both kids were under age 5, and Claire and Dick were going to babysit that night. I ran the kids across the street, and he was standing out in the yard. I was overlooking it, and we were just talking about things, and he kind of turned to me and he said, in true Dick fashion, "Son, I just want to make something clear." I was like, oh boy. I've raised one family. I don't intend on raising another. So don't think that we're going to be permanent babysitters over here. I was like, I thought message received, and I knew the rules and where he stood. So through all this, Dick provided our family the foundation to which to grow upon, and for we are ever grateful, as that came easily to us, but not without sacrifice by him. The foundation is the hardest and most crucial part, and wanted to say thank you for setting that course with such dignity and class. We both agreed this was the hardest part. In closing, the titles I would use to describe Dick: devoted husband, grandfather, best friend, mentor, boss, business partner, and of course, dad. As that is what he was to me, which meant the most. They say behind every good man is usually a better one. Dick was the better man. Until we meet again.
I'm glad I put tissues underneath my pulpit so I can focus and read. Our scripture lessons today, the first one is taken from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And our second lesson is taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death shall be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. Those who conquer will inherit these things, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." And our third lesson is taken from the Gospel of John. Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. How I wish Dick Bierman was still here. Not because I have anything more to say, because I told him how much I appreciated his life with me and with this church. I told him that I loved him. But oh, how I wish he was still here. Not because he had any unfinished business. As soon as he received his diagnosis, I could tell that he was ready. I tried to persuade him to stay. I told them he had to come back to church and reclaim his pew. So he suggested that I charge admission to anyone who sat there. How I wish he was still here. He was my favorite curmudgeon. In my first year of conducting Bible studies, I chose what I thought were good materials from reputable authors. These studies ask questions which were meant to elicit thoughtful, personal responses. Exasperated, Dick said to me, "Those questions are really dumb, and I'm not here for group therapy." From then on, I developed my own study, spending many, many more hours than a typical study, and each time I do, I bless Dick. Oh, how I wish he was still here. Some Sundays, when we'd have some special things going on and it prolonged the service a bit, on greeting me at the receiving line, he'd remark that I left out the jugglers and the flying monkeys. How I wish he was still here. Whenever I'd speak about saints, informing everyone that we were all considered saints of God, he'd come back and shake my hand, and I'd say, "Hello, St. Dick," and he'd respond, "Hello, St. Dawn," and we'd both guffaw. How I wish he was still here. When someone we love dies, it leaves a huge hole in our hearts. And we can't get around that, nor should we. I'll tell you what I'm going to do now that he's not here. Each time I see something of beauty, I'm going to remember my friend Dick. Each time someone cracks a joke, I'll remember his laughter. And each time I say the Lord's Prayer, a prayer he insisted that we recite at every worship service, I will breathe a silent thank you. One day when I was visiting Dick in the care center, after our usual prayer, hugs, and words of farewell that always included, "I love you," he said to me, "If I don't see you at your next visit, I'll see you on the other side." I asked him how he felt about that, and he responded, "I am completely at peace. I am confident." On the 26th of September, Claire said goodnight to her beloved, and on the morning of the 27th, Dick woke up to Jesus. He woke up to the one who said, "See, I am making all things new." He woke up to perfection. He woke up to light and joy. He woke up surrounded by beauty. I wish he was still here, but I know that one day you and I will wake up to Jesus. We will wake up to a great reunion. In the meantime, let us surround ourselves with beauty like Dick did. Let us be diligent in labor as Dick was. And every now and then, Say something snarky to your pastor, just like my friend Dick. Let us be faithful to our families, to our community, to our Lord Jesus, until that great day when faith is turned to sight. Amen. Would you stand with me as we sing our closing hymn, How Great Thou Art, number 465.
Thank you.
of peace give you peace always, and by all means, peace be with you all. In the name of Jesus. Amen.